You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a perfect game in baseball last night. A perfect game.
Really?
A pitcher for the New York Yankees, Domingo Germán, did it. 27 up, 27 down. First perfect game in 11 years in baseball. The final score was 11-0. And Domingo's jersey number is 0, so it's kind of apropos, I guess.
Does he get like a little trophy or something for doing that?
You know, I guess his name in the record books, I guess.
Okay, well, that's enough,
I guess. Perfect game. To be perfect.
That's neat.
Speaking of sports, the total cost of repairs necessary after the Nuggets celebration from downtown, that has come in. Mostly from busted signs, busted traffic lights, and oddly enough, e-scooters that people were damaging.
Oh my God.
The city says the bill for the happiness comes to between $8,000 and $10,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
To put this into perspective, Jer Bear, the costs after the Broncos' first Super Bowl win came to around $160,000.
Not bad then.
So
it's not bad.
People are still animals. They're just not as much of animals, I guess, for the NBA.
That show Platonic that I'm raving about on Apple TV, one of the funniest things in that show is Seth Rogen, who's in it, owns a bar in a downtown area, and anytime he comes across one of those e-scooters, he like either picks it up and throws it or just kicks them down. It's just like this thing that he does throughout the whole show. I'm kind of with him. They're just scattered everywhere. He's just sick of it.
It's a weird thing to be sick of.
I know.
The Twister roller coaster at Elitch Gardens is reopening this weekend after being refurbished and, as they call it, reimagined. And it's getting an updated name. It has been Twister 2. Now it will be called Twister 3 Storm Chaser.
Whoa.
I love that roller coaster. The updated wooden roller coaster with nearly a mile of track will include a 90-foot drop and a 100-foot tunnel featuring the sound and winds of a real tornado.
What? Help me.
The original Mr. Twister opened up at Elitch Gardens in 1964. There was a thing, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, where I took a whole bunch of Mix 100 listeners and we rode the Twister 10 times in a row. And that means we didn't have to get off and run around and get back in line. We just stayed in the car and it ran through 10 times. That is one of the best prizes we've ever given away. And I'm just going to say it loud and proud. That was a great prize.
That sounds fun.
You know that? We're tight with Elitches. We should just do that again.
Let's make it 11 this time.
Yeah, we'll go 11 times. Ours goes to 11. I cannot be excited about this. Everyone's like, when are we going to get flying cars? And I'm like, I don't want flying cars. There's already idiots on the road. Now you want them over your head? You want them over your house?
No, you do not.
Are you kidding me?
No, you do not.
Well, the FAA, Jeremy, has given approval for a new one to be tested anyway. It takes off vertically like a helicopter, but it looks like a car. They say it should probably cost, when it is available, upwards of $300,000.
Yeah, I was looking at it. It's ugly, too. It's an ugly-looking vehicle. And they need a new company name. I had to look up how to pronounce it. It's
Alaph.
Sounds like a laugh. But I looked at it for like 10 minutes. I was like, how the hell do you say this company's name? A laugh.
Well, I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today, and my final takeaway, with them costing $300,000, I say, before you know it, the teenagers of very wealthy people will be crashing through your roof. So,
oh, yeah.
Man, just be prepared for that. Did you hear about Madonna?
Did we almost lose Madonna?
My God.
What happened?
She came down with some bacterial infection over the weekend that landed her in the ICU. And they say at one point, Jer, she was even on a ventilator.
This is horrible.
She was rushed to a New York hospital after she was found unresponsive. Her daughter has been with her through all of this. Now her manager says that she is improving. She's still under medical care. Good news is, they say, a full recovery is expected. She was going to be kicking off a world tour in a couple of weeks, but now that has been postponed, obviously. So
I wonder if this is anything to do with her, like, all the plastic surgery and stuff that she's been getting and re-getting and trying to fix.
Oh, I don't
know.
Just some sort of bacterial infection. Well, now I must play some Madonna after the trending report. I'll dig up something kind of fun. Something up-tempo, but I don't like her 80s.
Don't play Celebration.
What's that?
It's a Madonna song.
I don't know if Celebration. I'll dig up something. Maybe Santa Baby. the last thing I've got is, TV stations especially like to find people who turn 100 years old and run and throw a microphone in their face. What's your secret for living to be 100? That's the playbook for TV stations, by the way. This time, it's a little bit different. I like this. She's a doctor in Arizona. Her name is Gladys. She just turned 102 years old. She's written some books in the past. Now she's written another one called The Well-Lived Life. And what I like about this is she does have general information about how to live a well-lived life and how to take care of yourself, blah, blah, blah. That's all good. But this is a little unique. She breaks it down into your decades. Like, what you should be doing in your 20s, in your 30s, what you should do, Jeremy, for you in your 40s,
okay,
your 50s, 67, all of that, what you should be doing. Let's see if let's get to yours in your 40s, Jeremy. Let's see if you are following her advice yet. If you can figure out how to take control of your life in your 40s, that can be the best years of life. Don't worry, Jeremy, about keeping pace with other people. Just lean on your experience and focus on what's important to you. It's also important to leave hurtful things in the past. Talk to me, Bunky.
Oh,
what's
hurtful things in the past?
What's a hurtful thing you've been carrying around?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyway, so her book is out. Check it out. What else is trending?
Well, the biggest debate online and all over the news this morning, where the heck do you store your ketchup? There's a big debate on Twitter right now, actually put out by the Heinz Company, seeing where people stand on this. Personally, I keep my fridge or my ketchup in the trash, but where do you keep your ketchup, Dom? Fridge or in the cupboard?
Fridge.
Yeah.
We only use it for a couple of things because we're not big ketchup people.
We had it out last night. I made burgers. The kids had it. 55% of people say...
You let your kids put ketchup on a burger?
Yeah. Yeah, they like it.
You gotta kick them out of the
house. Well, again, ketchup's a food for children, so... That's the only reason we keep it around. 55% of people said, yep, they refrigerate. A bunch of other people said they keep it in the cupboard. And I mean, it's like if you think about it, sometimes if you walk into restaurants, there's the ketchup sitting right there on the table, day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
The definitive answer from Heinz, fridge it. Put it in the fridge, you guys. Ketchup goes in the fridge. It is the best way to maintain the taste, whatever that taste is.
Ugh. Yeah, okay.
All right. That's the big ketchup news this morning. Seriously, that's like the number one thing that's trending this morning. I did have to go to this site, and it's like, the ketchup debate. Ugh. let's see. This popped about 5 hours ago from TMZ. Talking about Vanna White. She is saying she is not going to continue on Wheel of Fortune unless she makes at least half of what Pat Sajak has been making. There are sources with direct knowledge of the negotiations going on right now. She says the pay disparity between her and Pat needs to be squarely addressed. TMZ confirmed that Vanna's salary is $3 million a year, and she's been making that for the past 18 years. She's not had a raise in 18 years. She needs a better agent, first of all. Pat was making about $15 million a year, so she wants half of that. So what is that, like $6 million a year?
What I don't understand is why is she going for half of Pat's salary when they just said that Ryan Seacrest is going to be getting 28.
Baby steps, I guess. I don't know.
Why doesn't she go for half of that and take 14?
She says, Vanna put it this way, after 41 years as a model employee and more the face of the show than Pat, asking for 50% of what he makes seems like a no-brainer. Dun, dun, dun.
So she's kind of slamming Pat Sajak a little bit.
Yeah, TMZ says the negotiations have been very difficult, is the quote.
Did she say that or did her spokesperson say it? That's what I want.
This says a source connected to Vanna put it this way.
Oh, okay. So she didn't utter these
words. A source. It was a buddy. Anyway, so that's the Vanna White news. You're up to date on that. Costco's cracking down on people sharing memberships. Now, how are they doing this? Well, most locations have those self-checkouts now. So you just walk up and swipe your membership card.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't check to see if it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're going to have attendants standing there checking your Costco card and a photo ID at all the self-checkout registers. They say that it's not right for non-members to be receiving the same benefits and pricing as people that are paying out the cash every year to be a member of Costco. So they're going to start cracking down. They said they might have to start doing this at the gas pumps, too, because those are Costco member gas pumps, and you can just borrow somebody's card, go rolling up, and get the discounted gas, too. So, I don't know. It's legit. I'm okay with all this, I think. You should.
It's just
going
to slow things down, but at the same time, it's not Costco's fault. They're the ones getting ripped off.
Well, Costco's notorious for slowing things down with those freaking sample carts.
Boy. What did I just tell you
about getting
over hurtful things in your life? And you said you had nothing.
I just found one.
You have a hurtful thing. It's Costco's sample, ladies.
Sample carts. Get them out of there. You're clogging up the aisles.
I want you to get over this so that you can live into your 50s.
I can't. Oh, I get heart palpitations every time I go in there and they're sampling the pita chips. Did you see the pictures come rolling in? They did recover the debris from the Titan submersible. They're pulling it up out of the water onto a boat, and then from the boat to a truck, and they're going to go, you know, analyze, essentially try to figure out what went down. Like the little black box on airplanes, they say there's probably some electronics in there that can offer some clues as to what happened. And the sad part is it does look like there were human remains on board too, so that's very sad, but they got it up out of the ocean. I don't know if I want to say anything else about that.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, did you see the pictures? I mean,
No, I'm staying away from it now. It's just a little
too much.
Grim. It's like these people's deaths have been kind of exploited by the media enough.
Oh,
so I'm like,
no,
just let them rest.
I feel bad talking about it.
No, I understand why you're doing it. It's just let them rest now. We don't need to talk anymore about their remains.
What I immediately went to was the person whose job is, you know, to get in there and get all that remains out of there. And I'm like, that takes a special human to go in there and do that. And people in any sort of industry that deal with, you know, dead bodies, it's like, man, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. Anything else I want to tell you? Well, on that lighthearted note, why don't we make our way over to Clickbait?
Okay. Clickbait.
Hey, we have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a NASA link, Dom. You might like this. A couple days ago, I was reading about this. This is pretty fascinating. NASA shoved 4 volunteers into these little virtual Mars capsules for 378 days. They're going to be parked there stimulating life on Mars. Simulating life on Mars. They've got like 1,700 square feet to fart around in for the next year, and they're going to see how they react, you know, for a potential Mars mission.
How long it takes to get on each other's nerves.
Right. So anyway, you can see their little quarters and stuff. It's kind of cool. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.